Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Joe Cocker bringing this back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick is the author of the revised edition of his very important book, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. Rick, tell us how we can find you online.
Sure thing. Easiest way probably is just go to my website, which is rickmaurer.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And Rick, we're talking earlier about what I'm calling don't complicate the uncomplicated.
Yeah.
And I see big companies do this all the time. I see them because there are so many people who have to approve, and there's such a layer of committees, and there's so many silos that, you know, the politics and all that kind of stuff. I see this happening in big companies all the time, and I look around and I say, you know what? If they would give me a ball of string and a big pen and a notepad, I could make this happen in about 48 hours, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm being facetious, obviously, but still, and even though small business owners, the main reason we don't complicate things is because we don't have the time or the capital to get that far out of left field, but still we do, even with all that, don't we? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, we do. You know, the big thing that really gets ruined in organizations, and you see it in big organizations, but it's there in the smallest too, is that we allow spectacle to overtake conversation. And what you really need, if you need people's brains in a meeting, you need to set it up so the conversation is the core of it, and everything else supports the conversation.
Right.
And if you think that way, I don't care if you're a team of five or your team of 1,000, you're going to structure the meeting differently.
Right.
But I go into meetings, and it can be like, you know, six people, and somebody's sitting there droning away, and everybody's looking at PowerPoint slides.
Right.
Well, that's as boring as if you're in one of those corporate meetings you and I've been into with
process,
500 people.
That's process, not content.
Exactly. And if you just ask the question, so what do we want to accomplish here, and then build the structure of the meeting around it, you have a lot greater chance. And that, and sadly, small businesses, which ought to be able to handle that well, often fall into the same traps the big businesses do, and people talk at each other, and it just wastes a lot of people's time.
Well, there's one thing about small businesses that's exactly like big businesses. It's the humans.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what I've said before, Rick. The problem with humanity is the humans.
Yeah, you know.
And those darn humans. And so what somebody has to do, and this is where a meeting facilitator comes in handy. And that's when they say, okay, you know, let's stop the preening. Let's stop the politics. You know, or in the very beginning, you know, as you alluded to earlier, in the very beginning of the meeting, you identify what is the thing what is our goal for the meeting?
Yeah.
And can we all agree that everything else is off base if it doesn't contribute to this one goal? What do you think, Rick?
Oh, I agree. I think that's absolutely essential.
And make everybody raise their hand and vote for that or something. You know,
yeah.
You know, cut their finger and put the blood on the paper or something. I don't know.
when I'm writing a book, I there's a little quote that I write down and paste somewhere so that it's in eyesight. And it's from Cato the Censor, one of the ancient Roman orators.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, stick to the point and the words will take care of themselves. and the same thing goes for meetings. If you know what the point of the meeting is, then you look at the room arrangement and you go, you know, that long board table, that isn't going to increase conversation. Having theater style, that's not,
right.
It just answers a lot of questions for us.
Well, and yeah, exactly, and especially if you have an idea that somebody's going to come in with an agenda, somebody got their feelings hurt yesterday, somebody didn't get their deal approved the day before, or somebody just lost a sale, or whatever it may be, you know, people need to leave their baggage outside, don't they?
Well, they do, and that's much, as you know, I mean, that's much easier said than done, That's a hard thing to do. But that's where meetings need adult supervision. You know, and so if your listeners are, you know, going to be running a meeting today, for instance, you know, the meeting needs their adult supervision to say, all right, look, so what are some of the things that are going to get in the way of this that we're not saying out loud? So if you try to make it go underground, it won't go underground.
Right.
But say,
so you're
know,
saying if you know that there are issues that people are harboring, that are festering under the surface a little bit, go ahead and get them out on the table?
Well, not all issues.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Joe may come in and he's been complaining since 1952 about the bad parking situation. You know, you don't want to bring that up. You know,
right.
But what you do want is stuff that could get in the way of this particular project so that you don't have a bunch of yes men and yes women just sitting there nodding.
Right.
Saying, and so you know, and one of the things you can do to control it very easily, you could say, all right, this comes from actually Edward de Bono's Six Thinking Hats. Mm-hmm. You can stop and say, all right, next 10 minutes, let's put on our critic's hat. What are all the things that could go wrong with this project?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things we're not talking about? And at the end of 10 minutes, we're going to stop it. And allows, so it's not just you get to complain about anything, but it's saying, you know, I'm really concerned we don't have the resources for this.
Right.
Or I'm really concerned, you know, we don't have the quality of teamwork
mm-hmm.
here that we need.
So get the negative stuff out of the way in the beginning.
Well, get it out so that it can be worked with. Just saying it won't help
if you don't get control of this, as you know, Rick, there are going to be one or two people who are going to be, you know, who are not going to mind speaking up, and there are going to be several people who never say anything very much, but they're all, and so they're going to be, you know, they're kind of going to kind of go to the wallflower status with if there's a lot of controversy. So you don't want to lose those guys either. Hold on to this thought. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more from our good friend Rick Maurer. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to take our poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.